We're going to be discussing the next paragraph of the Shemoneh Esrei entitled Geula, Redemption. And the paragraph opens Re'ei Ve'anenu Re'iver Avenu. Translated here is Behold our affliction and take up our grievance. Which also, the first word could be to see. See our affliction. Which it's interesting that when it comes to the Geula, which we already had in the past, Mitzrayim, which is found in this week's Parsha Shmos, we don't find Re'eh, but rather Vayishma Elokim es Na'akosam. We find that Hashem hears all of our cries and our pain, and therefore, because of that, Vayishkor Elokim es Briso, Hashem remembers His covenant, which starts the ball rolling for the ultimate, for this first Geula, the redemption from the slavery, the servitude in Egypt, in Mitzrayim. So perhaps what we're saying over here is that when it comes to this Geula, seeing is believing. We know that you hear things, but who knows, you hear things. We're not only saying, Vayishma Elokim es Nachasam, that you should hear us, but Re'eino Avonenim, you should actually visualize and to be able to see. Which, on a similar note, there's no coincidence, the paragraph of Anenu, it's discussed in great detail why Anenu is found on a Tinus, on a fast day. We specifically add this paragraph in this area of Geula, which we'll discuss in greater detail today and perhaps in another time. But it says in that paragraph, Ve'al taster panecha mimenu, that we should not, Hashem, on this day, you should not turn literally your face from us. Of course, God does not have a body, but it gives us the same perception. A person, you don't want to look at someone, you turn your face away. And that's the idea of this bracha, that we don't want Hashem to distance Himself from us, but rather He should actually see our pain. The question is, why is this the bracha, which immediately is after the bracha of slicha, of forgiveness? So as we know, the first three paragraphs are the same throughout the year, no matter if it's a Shabbos, a weekday, it's always the same. And then we have these special brachos, which were asking Hashem for specific things. Number four was asking for knowledge or insight. Number five, teshuvah, repentance. Six was salach lanu, forgiveness. And then finally we get to this bracha of geula, which is bracha number seven. So the Gemara in Megillah actually asks this question. The Gemara in the second chapter in Megillah asks, Ma ra'o lomer geula, what's the reason why, of all the places where we could find this idea of asking for redemption, why is it in the seventh paragraph of the Shemoneh Esrei that it's found? So the Gemara tells us an interesting insight we had last week with Yaakov. He wanted to reveal the case. He wanted to tell when the days of Mashiach would come, but it was hidden. He didn't say it. Here we have a little bit of a clue when it'll occur. Omer Rava mitoich shasidin ligael b'shvias. Because in the future, the redemption, which refers to the redemption of the coming of the Mashiach in the third base of Mikdash, will be b'shvias on the seventh year, which means the seven-year cycle by the Shemitah year. Lefikach kavua b'shvias. And that's the reason why it was established in the seventh. To tell us that this is the significance of the number seven. That on the seventh year, during this cycle, that is the time when we can anticipate the ultimate geula, the ultimate redemption. And then the Gemara asks, and says, one second, we find elsewhere that b'shvias milchamos, it's not the seventh year we're going to find the geula, we're going to find a war, we're going to find tragedy, where there's not going to be harmony in the world. And only b'motzi shvias ben David ba, only afterwards will Ben David, Mashiach will come. And the Gemara tells us another interesting insight into the Messianic era. He says, Milchama namias chalasa de geula. The war is actually the beginning of the redemption process. In order to be able to eventually have the coming of the Mashiach, unfortunately there's going to be some battles that will need to be fought. But nonetheless, it's number seven when we can already start seeing the geula, the redemption of the coming of the Mashiach. Now Rashi tells us something incredible. That even though in fact this is the paragraph, is paragraph number seven, corresponding to this Gemara which we just learned, Rashi tells us, when we're saying this bracha of Geula, it has nothing to do with the coming of Mashiach. It's not talking about the redemption that the building of the Beis HaMikdash will occur. He says, Rashi, the Alpha Gav, the High Geula, Lav Geula de Golosi. It's not referring to us being removed from our current exile. Ella, what does it mean? Shigalenu min Hatsaros Habos Aleinu Tamid. It's only telling us that when we're saying Geula, that Hashem should redeem us, it means that Hashem should redeem us from all of the pain and anguish that we're currently suffering in this world. That's really what this bracha is coming to tell us. And he supports this. Because after all, the Habirchas Kibbutz, Ubinyin Yerushalayim, Besemach David, all these brachas which we're going to have later on in the Shemoneh Esrei, Yeshu Chol Achas V'Achas, all of these brachos, that's talking about the coming of the Mashiach. So why would it be necessary to have another bracha over here talking about that we want the Geula? So therefore, says Rashi, that when we're having the Kavana, in this seventh paragraph, we're actually thinking not about the Geula of Golus, that we're going to be removed from exile, but rather thinking about the things which are holding us back. Our own shibud, our own things which are causing difficulty, our own addictions, our own limitations, that we're asking Hashem to redeem us from those things, that we should be set free, so to speak, to be able to live the life that we really should. So then Rashi continues and says, well, if that's so, then why, in fact, is it bracha number 7? He says, afil haki, kibun d'shem ge'ula Allah kibul b'shvias, because it does say the word goal, redeeming, and therefore, to give us this hint of the ultimate redemption, therefore it's placed in paragraph number 7. Now, we mentioned that the paragraph of Geula, also on a Tainus, on a fast day, we add an extra paragraph of Anenu. And some explained, brought down in Abu Raham, that the Anenu, which the repetition, Anenu Hashem Anenu, corresponds to like Eliyahu Hanavi, when he was on Mount Carmel, when he was also davening, he also said it in a repetitious form. He said, Anenu Hashem Anenu, answer me, Hashem, answer me. So just as Hashem answered Eliyahu, so too we should be answered in the same way. So the question is, what exactly does Anenu, how does it fit into this paragraph? So one explanation that we can see is that the Tainus Sibur, the idea of a public fast, is, generally speaking, has to do with the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. There's some connection, some tie in to either the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, or that there may be a siege of Yerushalayim that ultimately will be destroyed. But all of the fasts are somehow tied into the destruction. And therefore, appropriately, in the paragraph of Geula, which, unlike what we just said in Rashi, but the simple understanding that it's the redemption from our Golos, that's the time that we're asking Hashem that He should answer us, that we should not be in Golos anymore. But possibly another explanation, as the simple reading of this paragraph of Anenu is, that it's really referring to our own sorrows. It's referring to our own problems, our concerns, our pains and sorrows and anguish that we have every single day of our lives. And therefore, that's what the paragraph of Geula really means. And therefore, that's what we're saying, that we, unfortunately, have to do teshuva, we have to change, which is the ultimate purpose of a tainus. And therefore, that's what we're asking Hashem in that paragraph as well. I'd like to conclude with one word of the Torah. The Torah tells us what's another reason why the paragraph of Geula is found in this particular place. And he doesn't focus on the number, that it's the seventh paragraph, but he asks, Ma ra'o lomar Geula b'Geula? And he says, it's Nachon lomar tekef l'slicha Geula. He says that it's very appropriate, because how could we stand in front of Hashem and say we are allowed or should be redeemed? Redeem us. It must mean that we deserve some form of Geula. We deserve to be redeemed. How is it possible that a person could possibly deserve to be redeemed? That's the paragraph immediately before, that we did teshuva. We asked for, we repented, and Hashem in turn forgave us, and therefore, because of that, appropriately, says the Torah, we now have the right to ask for the geula that Hashem should redeem us from our current exile.